Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I got great news for you. Just a word came out on, I believe it was July the 7th or July 18th with Kim Clement. And we want to hear these prophetic words. We're going to make it available to you. You can get the whole thing. But God gave a word through Kim. And Kim, you have to understand Kim. Well, nobody probably can understand Kim. But
hard to understand prophets.
He has a big,
well, maybe,
he's throwing his
Pat,
hair around.
Maybe Pat could.
He cannot get. Yeah, he used to have one. We got to find that picture of his mullet.
Renee?
That, well, that's right. That's what your mother would say, mullet. Mm. Anyway,
among other things.
Among other things. Good morning. Good afternoon. Hello, Renee. He talks about July. Here we are in this month of July, and is it not turbulent or what?
Oh yeah,
very.
Well, Kim was in about 2010, I believe it is, when he started getting a deeper burden for Israel than he had before, and all of a sudden he started focusing intently, like we are and like you are, if you're with us in VFN TV and daily radio program, that we stand up for God and country in that order and Israel. Mm-hmm. We're just up front, unashamedly, not being silent. We stand up for Israel. And if you can find out more at KimClement.org about it, and we'll make it available to you on the VFN Torch. But understand that they just boldly are standing for Israel. And by doing that, you know, God's beginning to move in a powerful way, in a new way in his ministry. But he was in Israel. He was in Israel during, you know, about 1,000 missiles have been fired at this time. He was there. So you have Kim, you know, and he says, you got to get the red alert app. It's going off all the time. He puts it on the thing like we were doing, you know, and listen to it.
Dear.
And it's just so real when you're there. He says, he normally sends the other people out to do these dangerous things.
Yeah.
And he said, my wife couldn't follow me here, but we were willing to go around, weren't we?
Yeah.
We were
like, about me.
Hey, we just came out of a big ministry event. We don't mind dying, right?
Exactly.
we just died at Spring Lake or something.
That's right.
And so,
in a monsoon.
Yeah. And they were worried then. You can imagine what it'd be like now, right? Mm-hmm. Missiles and alarms going off. But anyway, so he was there and God began to just give this more of a burden, more of a burden. He's been blessing Israel and doing some wonderful things, it appears, you know, for Israel. But God gave him a word. He called him there to put his feet there to be able to speak to him. And he began to speak about Israel, but he spoke also. And I want you to hear this. This is Kim Clement. Understand this is just a segment of him speaking. You can actually find out the entire 2-hour broadcast on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. You'll be able to get access to it. But this is a specific word about July that was given that about our president, President Barack Obama. And this is a time of testing, but also about there's going to be a David arising up. The next leader of America is going to be a David, mm-hmm. is what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, listen up, Kim Clement.
Strange July. Strange, strange. We're standing in the middle of it. We're standing in the middle of a strange July. Did I not tell you, says the Spirit of God, that I would bring about occasions, moments in the earth from the nations during July? The test of this president is at hand. I am watching you. You have been raised up to lead the greatest nation on the earth. Where are you? I look for strength, says the Lord. I look for strength. When Russia has decided to be the chief superpower, where are you? They have already crept close to your borders, to your seashore, in a way that you never thought would happen. Where are you, Mr. Obama, whom I gave strength, power, when you were nothing? Now, where are you? It is time to stand and speak for your nation, for my people, for I am jealous of them, and woe
to those who call good evil and who call evil good. Woe to those who call pure impure. And those who say peace when there is war. Woe to you, for I stand, says the Lord, and I woke my prophet today to speak to the atmosphere and to the kingdom of darkness, they who are ready to terrorize my people with fear. No, I laugh at you. No, for they are people who are praying, and they are prophets who are being fed by Ahab. They are prophets who are being fed by kings in caves, ready to emerge and rise up to the occasion. Summer shall bring disasters, challenges. Summer, oh summer. I look at you and winter on the other side, and together you are embracing the tumultuous moments, the tests. But God says, I will cause a David to arise. And as I was praying this morning, and this is me speaking, as I was praying, I was struggling. There was a heavy cloud. I said, Lord, what is happening? The nations rage against your people. The nations rage against Israel. The nations rage against the Christian. The ecclesia, the church whom you are building. Where are you? And he spoke then. Suddenly it came upon me and he said, Samuel, go find David. Samuel, go find David. And suddenly I realized there is a David in the midst of us whom God has raised up to lead the nation. This is a test. I will go and I will find for the Spirit of God and anoint the David who shall lead the nation. Mr. Obama has done what he can do. But now God says it is a test for him. Summer is your test, for in fall, the outcome shall be as a result of your reaction and your responses to what I desire, as opposed to the desires of the enemies of the cross and the enemies of the throne of Christ, says the Lord God.
Amazing word that the tumultuous July, that this would be a time of testing for President Barack Obama, and that, you know, I've allowed you to be the leader of the greatest, most powerful nation, and this is a time of testing of your strength. And I think about Russia tested President John Kennedy. There was a time with the Bay of Pigs and all that was going on. And now when you begin to look at things biblically and you're seeing what's taking place, yeah, that was a huge test for, you know, what was President Kennedy going to do? Mm-hmm. And here we are again. Russia is testing, you know, our president. Mm-hmm. And what are we going to do? This is the time of testing. And I thought it was interesting, too. You know, he's talking about your borders. They're coming in your borders. And I'm talking to you as if, you know, God is speaking through Kim. And this is for you to weigh out whether he is or not. But Kim is saying the Lord was speaking through him at that time and just saying, you know, where are you? They're coming to your borders. They're coming through your borders. When we get back, we're going to show you 5 minutes on the borders. Within the last maybe 48 hours at 4 o'clock in the morning with Congressman Gohmer, Glenn Beck of the Blaze and other, Pastor Evita King, that they're on the border watching what's going on, what you just heard prophesied, you know, coming from, Kim Clement. It's happening. We're just hearing this prophetic word from Kim Clement. Don't forget you get the entire word. Go to VFNTV.com, go to the torch. That's very interesting because it came right in alignment with what's going on. The tumultuous summer, the turbulent July, it's a time of testing for our president. I mean, things need to happen. There's a lot on his plate right now taking place. And if you miss Ambassador Dermer talking from Israel saying that the credit's due to our president, President Barack Obama, for getting these chemical weapons diplomatically removed from Syria and destroyed. That's a huge, the largest world's largest stockpile. You know, remove. But he also said, you know, you're hearing him just yell almost on the mic as he's flipping his hair. And he said, you know, he's saying this is a word from the Lord. This is the Lord speaking. He's like talking to our president and said, they're coming over your borders. They're coming over your borders. You know, what are you going to do? This is a time of testing of your strength. And you hear Americans saying that. Mm-hmm. You hear Americans going, Our borders are being flooded. And imagine America being a ship is the analogy that I've always given. And imagine human beings, the sea of humanity. And then imagine the sea of humanity pouring into your ship and your ship going down. That's how it works.
Wow.
If your borders are not secure, nations do not survive. It's just the way it works. The same way the borders on, we talked about in other analogies. But right now, we have some fresh footage from less probably than 48 hours ago of the blaze going down with Congressman Gomer from Texas, Senator Ted Cruz, Dr. Evita King. They went down and began to go carry supplies, food, almost $2 million worth of money came in from Americans, from you, who gave to fill these truckloads up. And every 2 weeks, another truckload's coming down of food, supplies,
amazing.
And teddy bears for the babes and the children and soccer balls. And it's like a movement of mercy. But he's going to, this right here, he says, remember the prophetic word is, the borders, your borders are, they're pouring in through your borders. Well, this is cameras at 4 o'clock in the morning on the borders. You're going to see evidence of that word being true as we speak. For some reason, we kind of know probably the reason, but the whole point of a free press and free media is so that the cameras can go down and look at everything.
Yeah.
But where is CNN? Where is MSNBC? Where is Fox? Where are the local newscasters? And they're telling them, even they're telling the Border Patrol, if you take a picture with your camera, you're fired. And it's like, this is our borders. We should be able to see what's going on. And what happens when you see it, you'll be just like, as you'll see probably in tomorrow's program and our next program coming up on the borders, that your heart's going to be moved with compassion too, because these kids are being used for political pawns for somebody's purposes, and it just breaks your heart. But this is your borders in alignment with that word just given by Kim Clement and on the Blaze television. Watch what's taking place right here.
So where's Mexico?
Just right there. You're looking at it.
That's it?
That's it, right there.
How deep is the water here?
They say 6-7 feet, and it's moving strong enough. You need to be a good swimmer if you try to cross.
What you're looking at, they're looking over the Rio Grande right now. It's obviously 4 o'clock in the morning. You can't see, but they're trying to get a viewpoint. What is happening on this border? The Rio Grande is this river that kind of winds all the way down the Texas-Mexican border, so you can look right across. You got to look really good, but this is obviously 4 o'clock in the morning. Watch.
Be a good swimmer if you try to cross here.
It looks totally calm. Looks stagnant.
Well, you can see movement.
Yeah,
you
know, I know.
Around the limbs up here, but
I don't see the problem getting over.
The only problem for the coyotes, drug cartels sending people over is they don't want to be caught. The people want to be caught. They're going to turn themselves in. Well, not all of them, but, you know, the people that want to stay.
Not the Syrians.
Yeah. Not the Syrians, yeah. And so the coyotes don't want to be caught, but they were telling us last night that DPS and Border Patrol have some boats, mainly Texas Department of Public Safety, and when they come up and they've caught a coyote and he can't get back in time, you know, they'll hit the raft and they'll do everything they can to catch him. He will go under their boat. He will go around. He'll do everything in his power to keep from getting caught. I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah,
so I thought they just grabbed him.
He'll grab onto the motor. Now, you're talking about a propeller on the backside.
Just to
grab onto the motor and work his way around just to get to the other side.
How much are they making?
Well, that's what they were pointing out last night. They said, okay, several hours ago, they caught two groups, 40, 45, total of 90. They just, and he said, most of them said they paid about $7,000 to get here.
Each, right?
Mm-hmm. Each.
Yeah. Now, that's just
so
to
they
get
say,
from there to here?
Just, well,
that's,
no, to
so
come
from South America.
Or
wherever.
Central America. And so just that 90 people, do the math, is $630,000 just in those two groups.
To deliver them to their logistics group.
Us. If y'all don't mind, let's go down where you see some rafts and some stuff that have been got. Sometimes they'll just give them a life preserver around their neck and then, you know, have them hold on together and then get them across if they think they've got time. But it's much quicker on a raft, zoom across, nearly throw them out and then zoom back across. And they don't want to lose their raft. That's their money.
As I'm looking at this terrain, and this is all I've thought of the whole time, is my son's 9. My daughter's 8. I can't imagine sending them, giving them to a drug lord and sending them alone like this. I wouldn't do it. Who's doing this? What kind of, I don't understand the peril that people are in, and I know that they want to escape to a better life and they want to get away from the drug lords and everything else, but they're giving their life to the drug lord.
Bingo.
And they're saying, I'll work the rest of it off, so they know they're going to be involved in criminal activity.
Bingo.
And they're giving their kids to the drug lords. So who does that?
Glenn.
Yeah.
Look at this.
That's babies.
18-month-old baby.
Look at the garbage end of it. But look at this. That's a life jacket for kids.
Oh, yeah.
Look. All these are here. More life jackets over here.
Yep.
And they're all kids.
And see, you got a couple of rafts here that have been destroyed. When the raft gets destroyed, then the coyote's out of business for a while. But you put people along this river, the coyotes don't come. They see them all along the river, they don't come.
What I'm just shocked by is all these life jackets are all for kids. They're all for kids.
Well, some of the Border Patrolmen were telling me that it's really a great thing that some of them have started using life jackets because...
They weren't before?
They weren't, yeah.
Oh my gosh, Glenn, look at that.
Someone's clothing.
Yeah, you find clothes all along through here.
Yeah. And it's a child's, look at that, it's a child's jacket.
You know, we talk about, how dangerous MS-13, they're fleeing MS-13. Border Patrolmen say MS-13 members are some of the lead people bringing them up here.
If I'm MS-13, I want this to go on. Because
of course.
I'm tying everybody up. I'm going some other direction. It's the biggest misdirection I've ever seen. We have to find a way to be compassionate.
We're looking at this as a fulfillment of that word. You know, they're talking about these gangs coming up.
MS-13
coming up, and they're paying their way. But you know, you can logically begin to say, well, this is connected to that, and that's connected to this. Or you can see where God's saying, your borders are being flooded. I put you over this nation. This is a testing of your strength. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
That Constitution was written because I allowed it to be written. And you're to defend the borders of a nation that I allow to stand. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing it right there. It was totally fulfilled. When we get back, we're going to hear another part of prophetic word, this word given by Kim Clement, talking about America will shine again. It is so encouraging what God's vision is over this country. And you're going to have hope as we did when we heard this. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.